The three figures in this cutting from a psalter are monks. They wear monastic robes, and their hair is cut, leaving only a circle at the top called a tonsure. Two are clearly open-mouthed and singing. Each of them seems to be caught up in the kind of prayerful spirit that the choir in front of the book was meant to feel. This letter D is a fragment of a psalter, the essential songbook of a monastic life. Basil the Great, an early proponent of monasticism, recommended the singing of psalms in these words. A psalm creates friendships, unites the separated, and reconciles those at enmity. Psalmody provides the greatest of all goods, charity. By devising in its common song a certain bond of unity, and by joining together the people into the concord of a single chorus. In practice, the psalter was set up on a lectern, and the leader of the choir pointed to the page. Richard Porterfield, a musician who specializes in Gregorian chant, explains.
If we are imagining these monks in front of a choir book, we might say that they're singing. But the emphasis is on delivering and praying the sacred text, the way that we, in speaking, move from one pitch to another. The singing is a heightened and elevated form of speech.
According to Christian tradition, singing is stronger than speaking and closer to the divine. As St. Augustine put it, in praise there is the speaking forth of one confessing, in singing the affection of one loving.